Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we are looking into something, well, maybe a little unexpected.
Yeah, a little out there.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about love.
But through a really cool lens.
Yeah, so get this. We're going to be looking at romantic relationships through the framework of, wait for it, the hero's journey.
I know, right? It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
Yeah. You know those epic adventures we see in myths and movies? Turns out, they might have something to teach us about finding and keeping love.
Exactly. And to guide us on this deep dive, we'll be drawing insights from Joseph Campbell's work, especially Chapter 7 of The Power of Myth.
That's one that delves into all those fascinating tales of love and marriage, right?
You got it. And don't worry, we'll break down those complex ideas into bite-sized pieces so you can walk away with some real aha moments, maybe even some new perspectives on your own love life. Who knows?
Right. So to kick things off, can you remind us what the main stages of the hero's journey are?
Sure. It all starts with the departure. This is where our hero leaves their comfy, familiar world and leaps into the unknown.
Like Luke Skywalker blasting off from Tatooine.
Exactly. Or Dorothy stepping into that Technicolor whirlwind.
I love that scene.
Then comes the initiation, where the hero faces all sorts of challenges. This is where their courage and resilience are truly tested.
It's like a crash course in personal growth.
Totally. And finally, we have the return.
The hero comes back home, but they're not the same person who left.
Right. They've been transformed by their experiences, bringing back newfound wisdom and strength to share with their community.
So we've got this epic journey of leaving, facing challenges, and returning changed. How does this apply to something as, well, let's face it, messy as love?
Okay, so think about it. When you enter a relationship, you're basically stepping outside your comfort zone. You're opening yourself up to all kinds of vulnerability and the unknown.
It's definitely a departure from single life, that's for sure.
It's a leap of faith into uncharted territory. And just like those heroes, we're going to encounter some dragons along the way.
You mean those relationship hurdles we all know and, let's be honest, sometimes dread.
Exactly. Think miscommunication, those pesky differing expectations, the dreaded financial stress.
Oh, and don't forget about family drama and all those other curveballs life throws our way.
Right. These challenges can really test a couple's commitment and resilience.
So you're saying arguing about whose turn it is to do the dishes is like battling a mythical beast.
Uh-huh. Maybe not a fire-breathing dragon.
Okay.
But it definitely requires some of those heroic qualities.
Like communication.
Yes. And compromise.
Oh, and patience. What? Lots and lots of patience.
Right. Just like a hero learns and grows from those trials, couples can actually come out stronger after facing those relationship storms together.
It's like forging a bond in the fires of, well, those everyday disagreements.
Exactly. It's about emerging from those challenges with a deeper connection. But before we even get to those trials, there's that initial spark, that moment when you realize you're drawn to someone. Mm. What would you call that in the hero's journey?
I'm intrigued.
Well, in the hero's journey, that's the call to adventure.
Ah, the call to adventure. I like it.
In love, it's that initial attraction. You feel this pull towards someone. You sense a possibility, a connection.
So it could be like, I don't know, locking eyes across a crowded room.
It could be. Or maybe a deep conversation that leaves you wanting more.
Yeah, or that feeling when you just can't stop thinking about someone.
Exactly. It's like a magnetic pull. And just like in those hero stories, sometimes we hesitate, right? We question it. Maybe even try to resist the call.
Because change can be scary.
It can be. But yeah. There's something powerful, something irresistible about that pull towards another person.
And, you know, sometimes people just die right in. Head first into the adventure. It's like those whirlwind romances we hear about. Yeah. Love at first sight and all that.
Yeah, and while those stories might be romanticized, I think there's something to be said for recognizing and honoring that initial spark.
Absolutely. It has this energy. It sets the whole journey in motion.
Right. And it can lead to incredible discoveries, not just about the other person.
But about ourselves.
Exactly.
All right. I am already seeing things in a new light here. Now, when we talk about those epic love stories, we've got to talk about the archetype of the lovers. This feels like a big one.
It is. The lovers embody a really profound truth about relationships, this idea of duality and unity.
Okay, break that down for me. Duality and unity in love. What's that all about?
So on the one hand, it's about honoring each person's individual identity.
Right. You have your own passions, your own quirks, your own unique way of seeing the world.
Exactly. And that individuality is precious.
It needs to be nurtured, even within a relationship.
Absolutely. But at the same time, there's this pull towards unity.
Towards merging your life with another person.
Yes. It's about creating a shared world, finding that common ground, you know, experiencing that joy of connection and intimacy.
It's like you're still you.
Yes.
And they're still them.
Yes.
But together you create something new and amazing.
It's like, two rivers flowing into one, each one with its unique current. But together they create something even more powerful.
I like that. So how do we strike that balance then between being ourselves and merging with another person?
That's where the real dance begins.
Ah, the dance of love.
Right. It's a constant back and forth of honoring your individuality and nurturing the connection. It's supporting each other's growth. And like any dance, it takes practice.
Communication.
Yes. And a willingness to adapt, to grow together.
So it's not about losing yourself in the relationship.
No, not at all.
It's about finding a way to be your full self.
While creating something even more beautiful.
With your partner.
Exactly. And you know what? This idea of duality and unity isn't just for romantic relationships. It's relevant for friendships, families, even our relationship with ourselves.
It's like a universal principle.
It is. It reminds us of the importance of balance in every area of our lives.
I am loving this conversation. I've always loved those grand love stories. But I never thought about how they could apply to my own life.
That's the amazing thing about archetypes and frameworks.
They offer this timeless wisdom
that we can use to make sense of our own experiences. They help us see things with more clarity and understanding.
Speaking of seeing ourselves more clearly, there's another idea that Campbell explores that I find fascinating. That love can actually be a mirror.
Oh, yeah, a powerful one.
It reflects our inner world back to us.
It does. Think about it. The way we love, the way we experience love, the patterns we keep repeating in our relationships, all of it can reveal so much about how we see ourselves.
Our emotional pattern.
Yes. And even those unresolved wounds we might be carrying, it's like our relationships are holding up this mirror.
Showing us both our strengths and those areas where we could grow.
Exactly. And sometimes those reflections can be a little, well, unnerving. Especially when they highlight things we might not want to see.
Oh, totally. It's like, wait, why am I reacting this way? Or, ugh, why do I keep attracting this same type of partner? Sometimes it can be a bit of a wake-up call.
It can be. But here's the thing. Once we become aware of those patterns, we can actually start to change them.
And that's where the real transformation happens.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's about facing those dragons within ourselves, those patterns, those unresolved issues.
So we can create more conscious and fulfilling relationships.
Exactly. It's not just about finding the right person.
It's about becoming the right person.
You got it. Personal growth, self-awareness, bringing your best self to the table. And speaking of bringing your best self, have you ever noticed how myths and stories often portray marriage as something, well, bigger than just a contract?
Oh, absolutely. There's often this sacred element to it. Like it taps into something beyond the day-to-day.
Right. It's not just two people coming together. It's the symbolic union of masculine and feminine energies.
Okay, I'm curious. What do you mean by masculine and feminine energies?
I don't necessarily mean traditional gender roles. It's more about those fundamental forces that exist within all of us.
I see.
So the masculine energy is often associated with action, with assertiveness, a more outward focus, while the feminine energy is more about receptivity, intuition, and nurturing.
So in a sense, marriage is the merging of those energies.
Exactly. Creating a kind of harmonious balance.
Like finding that sweet spot where those energies complement each other.
Yes. And remember, we all have both of those energies within us. It's about finding that balance within ourselves.
And bringing that wholeness to the relationship.
Exactly. Now, where does the idea of creating new life fit into this symbolic view of marriage?
Good question.
Well, it can be literal, of course, but it also speaks to the transformative power of relationships.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
When two people commit to a partnership, they create something new, a shared life, a family, a legacy. They're also creating new possibilities within themselves.
New ways of being.
Exactly. It's not just about two individuals.
It's about something larger.
Something that transcends the individuals themselves.
It's beautiful when you think about it that way.
And that's where the wedding ceremony comes in. It's a ritual.
Right. It marks that transition.
From individuality to unity.
I've always been fascinated by all the different wedding traditions around the world.
Me too.
Each one tells a story.
It's like a myth in itself.
Yeah. And speaking of myths, we can't talk about love without acknowledging the role of culture. How we understand and interpret love really varies depending on where we come from.
Absolutely. I mean, what's considered romantic in one culture might be totally different in another.
So true.
Our cultural values shape our views on everything, from how much we emphasize passion versus duty to the role of family in choosing a partner.
Like in some cultures, arranged marriages are common.
Right. And that might seem strange to people from cultures where individual choice is prioritized, but there's a whole set of beliefs and traditions around that.
And even within the same culture, our views on love can evolve over time.
That's so true. Think about all those modern adaptations of classic love stories. They often reflect contemporary issues like gender roles,
sexuality,
emotional authenticity. We're constantly reinterpreting those age-old tales through the lens of our own experiences.
I like those timeless stories are being rewritten, reflecting how our understanding of love changes over time.
It's fascinating. And those reinterpretations help us connect those universal themes to our own lives.
So it's not just about Romeo and Juliet.
It's about us. It's about recognizing that the joys and heartbreaks of love are something we all experience, across cultures, across time.
So if we were to kind of step back and look at everything we've been talking about, what are some of the key things we can take away?
Well, one of the biggest takeaways is that relationships, like those hero journeys, are filled with ups and downs, challenges and rewards.
And they offer opportunities for growth.
Yes. Self-discovery, transformation. And just like those mythical heroes, we all need a support system in our relationships.
Our own personal cheer squad.
Right. Friends, family, therapists. Having people to guide us and offer wisdom.
Because let's be real, we all bring our own baggage to the table, our past experiences.
Exactly. Those unconscious patterns that can affect how we approach love, those inner dragons we're still working on.
And the more aware we become of those patterns, the more we can choose to act differently. Break free from old cycles.
It's not just about finding the right person. It's about becoming the right person.
So it's less about those grand love stories out there.
And more about understanding our own personal love story.
And sometimes those personal love stories feel pretty overwhelming. Mm. Like we're facing that fire-breathing dragon.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where the archetype of the mentor comes in.
Just like those wise guides in all those myths and stories.
Exactly. And in real life, those mentors can be anyone who offers us wisdom and support.
So who are those mentors?
It could be an older friend who's been through similar experiences, maybe a family member or a therapist. Sometimes it's even an author whose words just really resonate with us.
It's like having that wise sage in your corner.
Giving you advice. Encouragement.
Reminding you of your strength when you need it most. You know, it's interesting how we tend to picture heroes as these lone wolves going off on these solitary quests.
Right.
But even the greatest heroes need help along the way. They need their allies, their mentors, people who believe in them.
Exactly. We're not meant to go through these journeys alone. We need those people who can offer us guidance, a shoulder to cry on when things get tough.
And it's like we're all part of this web of support.
It's true. And when we share our stories, when we offer each other compassion, we actually help each other heal and grow.
We started this conversation talking about those epic adventures and myths and movies. But the most epic adventure might be the one we experience in our own relationships.
It's that beautiful paradox, isn't it? Those grand narratives, those timeless stories, they're really reflections of our own lives, our own journeys.
And maybe just like those mythical heroes, we all have the potential for incredible growth and transformation within our relationships.
That potential is within all of us.
Yeah.
Waiting to be unlocked.
Yeah, it's like we're all on this quest to figure out love, to really experience it, and create those relationships that bring us joy.
It's a journey, and it's one that's been told and retold forever in all these different forms, from ancient myths to, you know, those rom-coms we all love.
Makes you think. What were some of the dragons you faced in your own relationships? You know, those challenges that really tested you.
Well, I think one of the biggest ones we all face is the fear of vulnerability.
Oh, yeah.
Letting someone truly see you, warts and all, it can be terrifying.
It's like we're so afraid of getting hurt, so we put up these walls.
Yeah.
But then those walls end up blocking us from real intimacy.
Exactly. And sometimes those walls come from our past, from those old hurts we're still carrying. Maybe we've been hurt before, or we saw unhealthy relationships growing up. It can make it hard to really trust.
So how do we face that dragon? The fear of vulnerability. How do we let ourselves truly connect?
It takes courage. It takes being aware of those patterns from our past, those defenses that are holding us back, and choosing to do things differently. It also takes finding a partner who makes you feel safe to be vulnerable, someone who accepts you, flaws and all.
And I bet having those mentors we were talking about can help.
Oh, for sure. Having someone to talk to who can offer a different perspective.
It's like having someone in your corner.
cheering you on, reminding you of your strength.
It's funny, we often think of heroes as these lone wolves, you know, going off on these solo missions.
Right.
But even the biggest heroes need help. They need their allies, their mentors.
Exactly. We're not meant to go through these journeys alone.
We need those people who can guide us, offer support, be there when things get rough.
It's like we're all connected, part of this bigger web of support.
And when we share our stories, when we offer each other compassion, we help each other heal and grow.
You said it perfectly. We started this conversation talking about those epic adventures in myths and movies. But maybe the most epic adventure is the one we experience in our relationships.
Yeah. It's like those grand narratives, those timeless stories, they're actually reflections of our own lives.
And just like those mythical heroes, we all have this potential for incredible transformation and growth, especially in our relationships.
And that potential, it's inside all of us, just waiting to be discovered.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Well, this has been an amazing conversation. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into love and the hero's journey.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all of you listening out there, remember, you are the hero of your own love story. Embrace the adventure.